Methods of getting unstuck. Getting unstuck needs energy. If you know you are stuck. Stuck in a rut, stuck in a behavior, in a cycle, in a predictable outcome, or maybe you are stuck on a plateau. What you may want to consider that you need energy to move away from that place. In this article I'll show you two methods to create the energy to move. Method 1, look at the invisibles. Ask yourself the question, what is my context that is keeping me stuck? Who am I being? What is my attitude? Or said in another way, who am I being that is not in alignment with the original design, with the intention of the soul, which is the part of me that comes from the original design? The original design has one main distinction: what is your desire? What do you want? Is your desire for yourself, or your group, alone? Do others, outside of yourself or your group, benefit if you receive what you desire? Desire for yourself alone is the only negative energy in the universe. And nothing, no charitable thought, feeling, or action balances it out. I look at people who send a donation to find out their vibration. I check them out on social media. I find their posts high-minded, charitable, merciful, on the top of their desire to receive for the self alone. Really bad news for them when I send them their really low vibrational reading. They get angry. They may even call me names. Like a criminal who is sorry. Sorry to have been caught. When you have greed, throat and upper chest pressure, or resistance, shoulders and arms, or belligerence, like a shield pressing on your chest from underarm to underarm, your desire to receive for the self alone gives you away. So does your fear. Fear leads to desire to receive for the self alone. The high drama in the book 1984 is the fear of annihilation by the rats. It is the energy that makes up the heroes give up love and give up the loved one. The higher values for reading it put me out of commission for 2 to 3 weeks. It also made me look at myself. I have been dealing with fear of diseases, fear of being unheard, fear of spiders, fear of mosquito bites, lol. I am giving it all up, or at least attempt to. I had a call with a lovely man yesterday. It was a health call. At some point he shared his escapades with money. How he had to lose earnings he didn't work for, how he is doing it again in his business. We haven't been taught, or we didn't get that context is decisive. It is in the context it is decided whether something is evil or godly. I am good at creating new context where it all becomes godly. I have been doing it for the past 60 years. When I look back through the distinction, created context, I can see how well it worked. I can see where I would have become stuck, like most people, but I didn't. Where I would have stuck in an ordinary, shallow, self-serving life like most people. This skill to create a context where desire becomes a desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Where you become a channel for the beneficence and the abundance of the universe. Is what makes me different. Maybe that is the only thing that makes me different. Maybe that is the only thing that keeps my vibration at the dizzying height where it is. I am perfectly okay being a channel. The second method is inversion. The basis of this method is asking questions. Asking different questions than usual allows you to see things differently than usual. Asking yes questions is the hallmark of greed. Desire to receive for the self alone. What do I want? What more shall I want? What should I do? What should I ask for? Blah blah blah. Inversion questions ask for the opposite. This is the method of asking what should I not do? Questions. What don't I want? Who should I not be? What should I not want? Or asking the question slightly differently, what should I do to block my ability to receive? My ability to grow? My ability to be loved? My ability to love? These are unpopular questions, because of the huge negative energy, the energy of desire to receive for the self alone that is dominant on this planet. That is the only negativity, by the way. So let's see an example to generate that negativity. What would I have to do? What would I have to think? What would I need to focus on? What would I need to consider important? You can look at a whole life or just at an area of life. You can look at a project level. So let me look at a friend's life. He is 72 years old. His business generates only as much money as he earns with his work, no residual. The business is not saleable, and it doesn't run without him working. He has a sickly wife. He has 2 kids who will either help or not if he ever becomes needy of help. He sees that he is stuck in a situation that is not sustainable. He feels vulnerable, and he is. So let's ask the inversion questions. What would he have to do to make his situation worse? What would he have to think to make his situation worse? What would he need to focus on to make his situation worse? What would he need to consider important to make his situation worse? Ever since I've known him, he has been buying expensive courses that promise instant results, easy results, results without work. Why? Because he neither has the skills nor the time to invest. He works 7 days a week. But he still has decent credit. But his credit cards are darn close to be maxed out. Because there is nothing that can make money without work or without skills, all his purchases are money down the drain. You can't buy skills, and you can't buy time. He is trying to buy his way out of his situation. He thinks that it's possible. He focuses on getting out, instead of building anything to qualify to make more money or money in a different way. He considers important that he makes unearned money. Why? Winning, getting, seems the only winningest way for him. Preferably on the back of someone losing that money. Is that conscious? I'm afraid so. As long as you are about your needs, you are on the side of the negative energy, desire to receive for the self alone. And life won't work for you, the project won't work for you. Why? Because it cannot. Or it cannot work sustainably. The guy I talked to yesterday had to get rid of the undeserved earnings, or put his company under. The innate need of not keeping anything unearned, or paying for it in other ways, health, happiness, is how the soul keeps you in balance. There are other methods. But this is it for now. Now, this article gives you tree of knowledge at best. How can you turn it into real knowledge, tree of life knowledge? You can ask the inversion questions of yourself. And get some help in answering them. Don't be too arrogant to think that you'll know how to answer them in a way that will make a huge difference. You can do the 67-step coaching, and practice asking inversion questions in every one of those 67 steps, and get email help doing it right. You can also buy the how-to course of context creation. Because seeing the context that is already there, and creating a new context that will change everything is a skill you are not born with. You need to learn it.